Migrants still not leaving NYC hotel, demand free stays at vacant luxury apartments on Billionaires Row. By John Binder on January 31, 2023. Border crossers, who arrived on buses from Texas, are still not leaving a New York City hotel where they were placed for free, by Mayor Eric Adams, D., instead of shelters. The border crossers are demanding to be set up in vacant luxury apartments on Billionaires Row. Last week, as Breitbart News reported, city officials sought to move single male adult border crossers out of the Watson Hotel in the Hell's Kitchen neighborhood of Manhattan where Adams' administration had initially placed them as part of his migrant hotels plan. Many of the border crossers, though, refused to leave and set up giant encampments on the city's sidewalks that were eventually taken down by the New York Police Department, NYPD. Still, according to local reports, border crossers are refusing to leave the Watson Hotel in protest over what they claim are poor conditions at the city's mega shelter at the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal. Instead, an activist with NYC ICE Watch shouted that border crossers should be placed in vacant luxury apartments all along the city's Billionaires Row, paid for by New Yorkers. Adams could have easily, along with Governor Hochul, opened up all the vacant luxury apartments, the activist said. We are on 57th Street right now. This is Billionaires Row. Half of the supertowers on this street are empty. As nearly 50,000 border crossers have been bused to New York City, a sanctuary jurisdiction, since the spring of last year, Adams has recently called on President Joe Biden to fairly distribute illegal immigration across the United States. Rather than cracking down on illegal immigration, the Biden administration is creating new programs to bring even more migrants to the U.S. Most recently, for instance, Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, launched a mobile app where foreign nationals living in Mexico can schedule appointments to get released into the U.S. interior at the southern border. Similarly, DHS announced a plan that blows open the doors to an even more expansive catch-and-release network at the border, where 360,000 more border crossers will be able to get into the U.S. interior by applying for humanitarian parole. Already, Biden's DHS is using a little-known parole program to mass-release hundreds of thousands of border crossers into the U.S. interior every month. At current estimates, the Biden administration has released 1.6 to 2 million border crossers into American communities since February 2021. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.